This is a News 1130 special report.
A TransLink says SkyTrain revenue is up by around 7% since the fare gates were closed earlier this month. It's a figure that has the new CEO beaming.
But there could be more to this. One of TransLink's biggest critics is joining us live. Jordan Bateman is with the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Jordan, from what I understand, before this, TransLink was talking about fare evasion being in the range of 4%. And you've been on Twitter about this today, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you suggesting that the TransLink may have been lying about this?
Well, TransLink certainly has been grossly underestimating fare evasion. They would constantly say it was around 4%. You might get the odd guy at TransLink who would say it's as high as 6%, but clearly SkyTrain revenue is being up 7%, and then that doesn't take into account the fact that with the new zone structure on buses, that some of these SkyTrain passengers have bled over to some bus routes. It's very clear that they've been underestimating fare evasion for a long time.
So why is that?
Well, you know, they just refuse to open their eyes. They refuse to listen to the average person who kept telling them over and over again, look, you know, I get on the bus, I get on the SkyTrain, I see lots of people not paying. They refuse to listen to their bus drivers who kept pressing that fare not paid button. And I'm not sure if they were just trying to spin the public or just cover their own butts, but they soft-pedaled fare evasion for a long time, but now we're starting to see some hard numbers that show the truth.
So the new CEO, Kevin Desmond, says if this new revenue rate stays constant, TransLink could take in $6 million to $7 million additional dollars per year. Could you see that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole point of trying to control fare evasion is making sure that everyone's paying their fair share when they use the system. And people need to realize, look, if you're not paying when you get on the SkyTrain or bus, you're actually stealing from the guy next to you. You're stealing from taxpayers. You know, you're making us pay more so that you can be subsidized. So if they can get this reduced, as these fare gates should do, that's going to be more money into TransLink's coffers.
Jordan, what's your reading on Kevin Desmond? Is there anything he can actually do to satisfy all the concerns that you guys have raised over the years?
Well, he can change the culture of TransLink. And more important than just Kevin Desmond coming in, it's the fact that six of the seven key executives at TransLink who were there running the show as when the plebiscite started, they're now gone. So it's not just him, but he gets to bring in a new team, hopefully with people who will tackle the entrenched conventional wisdom at TransLink and really push them to show value for money for every dollar they spend instead of, you know, hoarding it away in their own pet projects and trying to build their own little kingdom. So, you know, I'm hopeful that Mr. Desmond's going to bring real transparency, real accountability, and a real push for efficiency to this organization.